Brady Report. Thanks to Golden Ponds Bar, Restaurant and Function Centre. goldenponds.com.au.
It's a Friday morning. I believe he's on location in Dublin this morning. G'day, mate.
Yeah, morning, boys. Good to speak to you all.
What are you doing in Dublin?
So there's been a big development here, Millsy, in this coronavirus case, because the Irish government has just shut every single school, college and university until the 29th of March. Now, the UK government has not followed suit, but the French have. The French government announcing that every single educational establishment in their country is closing as well indefinitely. So a huge development here. Parents I've spoken to since I arrived in Dublin, pretty shocked, but very supportive as well of the government. And the feeling is that, you know, this is something that has to happen. The announcement was made in a live broadcast from Washington, D.C., where our Prime Minister, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, is visiting America ahead of St. Patrick's Day. He addressed the nation, live broadcast, all schools are closed until March 29th.
What's happening in the UK?
Well, not this. I mean, Boris Johnson has held another news conference, and he says that the scientific advice he's getting is that this will make no difference. So the UK is ploughing its own kind of furrow, its own path. Denmark has shut schools. France has done the same. Ireland has done the same. And the UK is not doing anything. So let's see. But I guess every country has its own way of dealing with the crisis. Later today in the UK, it is the Cheltenham Gold Cup, the biggest national hunt racing, the jump racing meeting of the year. There'll be 100,000 people at Cheltenham today, all mingling, having a drink, having a laugh, having a best. And then at the weekend, we got EPL, Premier League soccer back as well. But Boris Johnson says, you know, we will get through this, but he's not changing anything.
All right, mate. Will you stay safe and we'll talk again on Monday.
Can't wait, Millsy. And for everyone heading to Mandurah this weekend, catch a crab for me.